All right, next up, we've got the last competitor for this round, which is vowel sounds. I tried my best to like her. I swear I really tried. But if she can't be smart and she can't be funny, well, at least she could be nice. But she won't stop nagging me about the little things. Like a child. When it started off, the verses I thought seemed a little, you know, just okay. You know, just sort of a formality until we get to the chorus, which was nice and really beautiful. But the song, I thought, I don't know, maybe it was just like I was getting more into it, or maybe they do something. It's kind of hard to think back and figure out what exactly made the appeal increase so much throughout the song. But, you know, the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. Even in just the initial listen, it's like it started off and I was like, yeah, OK. But then by the end, I was all in. And the lyrics are fantastic, including, do you know what I'm going to say?
Go ahead.
Including that tie in to the round one challenge, the Ouija board note, and not just the Ouija board note, but the whole kind of a plot of their previous song.
Oh my God, I missed that.
Oh man. So it's all about her kind of trying to feel okay about her ex, you know, getting married to somebody else.
Yeah, someone very dull. Got that.
Or at least moving in with... Oh, yeah. Okay, getting married. Moving in, then getting married. I can't believe you're moving in with her. Boy, you've got to pump the brakes. It's not too late. Then the next verse, the last verse is, our kiss over that Ouija board was years ago, and I know that all we are now is old friends. I listen to that, and I'm like, ding! You know, and I like it when something like just... clicks extra and
right.
You get and it's like an inside joke and I'm in on it. And
it's like,
Glenn
Case doing spelling every round.
Yes, we didn't shout that out. And arguably now Dynamics still. I think he fit the Dynamics in there too. So we'll see if he's going to make this huge monster of a song as he goes along.
There are some sharp disses in here. She needs to hang a mirror inside her cage to keep her company. That's the closest she'll ever get to self-reflection. Oh, I bet the natural reverb in her head is beautiful. Such a fine and empty space. And then, you know, of course, there's lush, beautiful reverb on that line. Vom's melodic lead playing is great throughout this song, and it keeps things moving along. And it's mixed well enough so it doesn't clash with the lead vocal. I really like that part of the song. Really strong disses. Good title usage. And as far as the music goes, this just sounds amazing. So this was the top bucket for me. What I really like about their title usage is they thought to themselves, okay, so it's Pump the Brakes and it has to be a diss. So let's find a situation that we can incorporate both of these things together. And then we'll write a story around that, which is what I expected everyone to do. Yeah. I'm harping on it again. I should stop. Just edit that out. I'm not doing that.